The timetable here is getting closer to Ryder Cup week.
I can't tell you how excited and thrilled we are, really, to be hosting this in our backyard right here in Wisconsin at Whistling Straits. It's a great tribute also to my father, Herb Kohler, and Pete Dye, who've, over the last 30 years, made this area of the world a global golf destination. And to have this capstone event of the Ryder Cup, one of the biggest events, obviously, in golf and all of sports, to have that energy and competition here is going to be amazing.
I got to ask you, at least from a business standpoint, is there actually an available tee time on Whistling Straits next year? I'm sure everybody wants to play this golf course before the pros do.
Yeah, everybody wants to play this year as well. I mean, we've been challenged with keeping up with the demand this year, and certainly next year, right before the Ryder Cup, it's going to be crazy. But we're prepared, and the course has never been in better shape, and all our courses, so we're excited to have the world descend upon Whistling Straits.
You and your dad have to be really pleased about having a native Wisconsin guy like Steve Stricker as the Team USA captain.
You know, Steve Stricker is just a great guy. He's a great, quiet, solid leader, deeply respected by the other players on tour. And if you look at his record, he's been in top 10 for 250 weeks in his career. So he's no slouch. He's a top competitor. So I think he's going to bring great Wisconsin energy and a lot of experience and thought to this. And we're confident in him.
Has there been any, shall we say, tinkering with the golf course just to help you with the setup and where skyboxes and bleachers and things like that go?
So we've been working with Kerry Haig of the PGA of America really to think about gallery movement, because the gallery moves differently in a Ryder Cup, you know, big groups at one time. So we had to open up some narrow passageways along the course. And with the lake on one side of the course and viewing only on one side and a number of holes, you have to really think about gallery movement. So we've done that. Also, we'll have good bleachering around the course. The corporate chalets are going to be in spectacular positions on both sides of 1 and 9, 18, 17. So the setup will be something very new to Straits, and I think something that everyone will really like.
I remember how excited your dad was when you guys first announced the deal with the PGA for all those PGA championships and a Ryder Cup. Has time flown by so fast? You're sort of almost at the end of that long deal that was almost like a 20-year deal at the time of all these events coming here. I know you've got a lot on your plate with this event next year, but are you starting to think beyond that and what the next deal could be?
Well, maybe just a little bit. We really want to make sure this event is an amazing event. And, you know, we've built the credentials for this course and all our courses, now hosting 6 major championships on our courses. We're looking out to what's ahead and thinking creatively of which relationship or what types of event might be best for us, both on the business side, the game of golf, but also philanthropically, what makes sense for us to continue to do great things with economic impact as well as social impact for the state of Wisconsin and the game of golf.
Is it safe to say with your geographical location that a PGA championship with its new dates would be a little hard to play here?
The dates will make it a challenge, but not impossible, potentially with looking at some different grass strains and things. So that's still a possibility in the future.